Hello and welcome to Scratched Up Radio Theater on KKRN FM Community Radio from Bella Vista and Round Mountain. Tonight's play is Where the Dogs Went by Joe Graceffo and directed by Scratched Up Radio Theater. The setting of the play is late spring 1965. Swinging London is still in full swing. Alison Larch and her joyfully irresponsible yet dearest friend Felicia Fitzwilliam are 16 going on 21. As the play opens, they are lounging about with little to do except give in to their fertile imaginations.
Just think, Felicia. Second term at Westminster is 3 months away. We have an entire summer before us.
Oh, well, yes.
Isn't it glorious?
Perhaps.
Dearest Felicia, why so blasé?
Shh!
I protest, damn you.
Where
are you?
Down here, at the base of the picture window.
Well, get up. I can't defend my integrity whilst you're supine like some cat about to pounce.
Shh!
Felicia, you are making my blood boil.
Alison, dearest, sweetest friend in all the world, will you please get down here? You can be seen in the window.
It is a window. Of course, I can be seen as I can also see through it. Lovely invention, don't you see?
Alison, down, now.
All right, you bossy little thing. Whatever are you doing with Mummy's binoculars?
Spying.
Oh, how rude. On what?
Who?
Whom?
What?
Whom? If the subject upon which you are spying is not what, then it stands to reason that it is a person whom you are spying upon.
Alison, dearest, it is now you who are trying my patience. Here, look.
Where?
Huh?
Dear summer companion, how do I don't know what to do.
You just put your eyes to the little eye things like when you do when you go bird watching.
Mummy never takes me bird watching. Says I'll frighten the little twittering creatures. Ruin the day for her birding set. Well, she'll be castigated. Cast out, the subject of unseemly chatter. Left off social invitations. She'll turn to mourning and imbibing, her life a desolate mess. All my fault.
I see.
Do you? Why am I the focus of her ire? You're the intemperate one.
And I embrace that role with the totality of my being.
Damn you.
Oh, golly, look. Look, look. That's it. Just hold it steady against your face.
I see windows.
Down, towards the street.
I see two men.
Do you see the one in the bowler hat? The other is the doorman for that building.
Oh, yes, bowler hat. I see him.
His name is Laszlo Smythe.
He's holding a leash attached to a dog.
A poodle today. Yesterday it was a schnauzer.
Well, oh my goodness. You have a rather abundant amount of information for someone who so recently picked up a pair of binoculars.
Well...
Oh, how could you? And for how long?
Several weeks. I needed a perch like this to follow Lasso's comings and goings. So when I spotted your mum's binocs, whenever you're out of the room, I figured, why not?
How do you know his name?
Simple. I posed as a flower shop courier. Once inside his building, I snooped around till he emerged from his apartment. It was very easy to learn his name from the nameplate on his door.
Well, Sherlock, just so you keep your distance.
Well, I haven't exactly. I approached Laszlo while he was with one of his dogs. I was disguised as a boy. I may have overdone it with a mustache.
Where?
St. George Square. And Alison, I've seen him there numerous times with doggies of every description. A panoply fit for crofts.
Felicia, this is madness.
I didn't think you'd grasp the import of what I just revealed so readily. Though, dearest friend, does this mean you'll help me?
Help you? With what?
Convict Lazo Smythe of larceny. He's purloining pooches.
No.
Yes. Lazo gathers doggies in triplicate. Gosh, I've seen him with as many as six at a time, wholly unrelated breeds, strolling across the heath.
I thought you said St. George Square.
St. George, Hampton, Paddington. I've even gotten recon? Reconnaissance. Information from field agents.
What?
Well, let me rephrase. Agent. Field agent.
Felicia, how could you? You've conscripted an innocent soul to participate in your nefarious shenanigans?
She was quite willing, actually.
She?
Hello, girls.
Mummy!
Hello, conscript. You needn't have sneaked up on us like that.
Please, Felicia, you didn't. Why my mother?
Well, she was close at hand.
You're spying on that nice man in the bowler hat.
Felicia, ask me politely. An example it would behoove you to follow, my dearest daughter.
So sweet of you to say, Meredith.
Oh, Felicia, do please call me Mary. Meredith sounds so prim.
Felicia, do not call her Mary.
Spoil sport.
Mother, you can't possibly have time for spying. Why, with the garden parties and your equestrian escapades with Cousin Dicky?
Oh, but I do, and I find snooping on this man quite exhilarating.
Oh, do tell.
Shall I, Felicia? In front of her?
Oh, really?
I believe Allison can be trusted.
Well, then, I have something to report.
Felicia, you've turned my erstwhile emotionally constrained mother into a precocious schoolgirl.
Dearest daughter, isn't it grand?
No, I prefer your former self.
Spying makes me positively giddy.
Your report. Do tell.
Well, I followed Mr. Smythe on foot till he hailed a taxi. I did the same, and I told the driver, follow that cab.
Lovely. Brilliant.
Bluffing her a bit, aren't you?
Just giving her a bit of courage. The old lit spirit, right?
Thank you, Prime Minister.
And as he was about to exit the park, he was met by another, this time a woman. Smartly dressed, too. He had three dogs in tow at this point. Luckily, our trek drew to a close within a matter of two blocks as my feet were aching.
Oh, poor Mummy.
Yes, well, a spy's life is not all glamour.
Dear Meredith, how you must have suffered.
Oh, dear me, not as grandiose as all that. I merely sat down on a bench, rubbed my feet, which did cause some consternation among a group of school children, and a rude glance from their old biddy, and I was back on the trail.
And you discovered?
Laszlo Smythe, Pampered Poochers.
A shop?
Indeed.
Likely a cover for his more nefarious activities.
No, likely your Mr. Smythe is a dog groomer.
Oh, I hadn't considered that.
No, Mammy, I don't suppose you would draw that logical conclusion.
I protest.
Ally, dear chum, why impugn your mother's logical faculties?
Whatever she once has atrophied from disuse.
Oh, just lovely. And how would you have qualified my suppositions, eh, dear daughter?
Ally, dearest, please tell us what your field reconnaissance might have revealed.
My field reconnaissance? Oh, no. You're not drawing me into this.
I thought not. Espionage is not for everyone.
Ally, you have a keen mind. Please tell us what you would have done.
I would have gone into the shop, not just stood outside, pondering its legitimacy.
Into the shop? Yes. Brilliant. Meredith, why didn't you enter the shop?
If there's one thing I've learned from my husband, it's don't go to trial with a case you cannot win.
Righty there, Mummy. Though I don't believe I follow.
Well, your Mr. Smythe would have greeted me with a "How can I help you?" as I entered, to which my reply would be...
Would be what, Mummy?
Exactly.
She has no cause.
Well, call me contrite. Mummy, you clearly have untapped reserves.
We need a pretext for entering the shop. A prop. Dicky!
No, not Dicky. He's no longer the indolent youth of yore. He's quite enterprising now, designing shoes and whatnot.
Not Dicky as in Dicky.
Dicky as in Dicky's dog.
Yes, his pooch. Mutt, mongrel, cur, bitch? Should that apply? Either of you know the doggy's sex?
No!
It's being canine is sufficient. It will be our prop, our raison d'etre, our verbal salad to the question, why are you here?
Because my bitch needs grooming.
No!
Agent Meredith, I like your verisimilitude. Though, let's conjure a pretense a little bit less, visual, shall we say.
Yes, dearest chum, let's lead Mummy away from the precipice. Mummy, where is Dickie now?
Working. Meet me at the stables? No, I'm working. Pim's cup at the Savoy. Sorry, working. The little shop off Bond Street. You could use an Argyle vest. No. Busy.
Allison, you go to Dickie. Get the dog. Meet us in front of the shop. 2 hours?
Yeah, that should be plenty of time.
Here they come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can.
That's it. Laszlo's shop.
Yes.
Where is she?
Has it been 2 hours?
2 hours of waiting at the Belgrave.
Didn't I say it was advantageous vantage from which to peruse the park?
You did. You did not say you were going to spend the entire time drinking.
An unanticipated consequence. Those American businessmen kept sliding cocktails our way.
You drink mine, too.
Brilliant cover, eh? Numbs the wiser.
No one indeed. Allison, where are you?
Sorry, chum. Took longer to locate Dickie than I anticipated.
Oh, dear. Good boy. Oh, yes.
Come on, Freddy. Stop licking Mummy's face.
What a delightful pooch.
What a delightful turn of events, Mummy. Felicia, she's squiffy.
Had to protect Felicia. Couldn't have her imbibing with those naughty eggs.
Mummy, you're going to wait here on this park bench whilst Felicia and I take Freddy into the shop and get the down low on Laszlo.
Huh?
Just sit. Don't go anywhere.
Freddy, stay. Good boy.
No, he's coming with us.
Hello, may I help you?
Hit me?
Help you.
You want to eat us?
The dog. Eat the dog.
Oh, this is horrible. Much worse than I imagined.
You can't eat our dog.
Eat the dog. You come to me. Bell tinkle. I eat the dog.
This is like Pavlov's experiment gone horribly awry.
Hello, madam. May I eat you?
No, you may not eat my mother.
Felicia, what did my daughter just say?
Well, it all started when we walked into the shop.
Esther, dear, the room is starting to spin.
Mummy, Laszlo is running some sort of doggy delicatessen.
Felicia, please tell your friend to quiet down.
Hello.
And you too, Babushka.
What is wrong with you peoples?
Mummy, please don't refer to me as your friend. I'm your daughter.
Hello?
Put a cork in it, honey.
Mummy!
She sounds like those Yanks at the Belgrave.
Hello, doggy.
I kept interrupting my gardening tales with... I'd like to prune your bush. And I got some seeds that need sowing.
Oh, Mummy, that's revolting.
And yet, such large hands. Felicia, why does Allison judge me so?
I don't know, Mrs. Larch. She's just that way.
My God! Will one of you please throttle her? My head's about to explode.
What his name or his name?
Well, my name is Felicia Fitzwilliam, and my friend here is Alice...
No, damn it! She wants to know my name.
I respectfully disagree.
To file a criminal complaint.
You're not the one eating dogs. She is.
Who said anything about eating dogs, dear girl? If she continues that infernal chortling, I'm going to throttle her.
Dickie?
Dickie.
Freddy!
May I help you?
No, madam. You may not.
How did you find us, cousin?
I followed you. I don't trust just anyone with my Freddy. Attaboy, Freddy!
You'll help us, won't you? We were once to be married, after all. You must retain some affection for me.
We weren't. And yet, curiously, I do.
Oh, I can't see. I can't feel my face.
I seem to have landed in a rather lugubrious state of affairs.
What ho, everyone!
Daddy! Thank God!
Oh, God! Have I breached the pearly gates?
How did you find us?
I followed Dickie.
A penchant for surveillance seems to have afflicted everyone.
Whatever for, Uncle?
Well, I just dictated a disclosure request. Depositions on the Willoughby divorce begin next week, you know. When I thought to myself, if you're going to get in nine holes, there's no time for lollygagging.
Oh, gagging. Gag him.
Why is my wife rolling about like that?
She's rat-ass, Daddy.
It's my fault. I should have never glanced at those awful Americans.
Now see here. We have the Yanks to thank for pulling our fat out of the fire.
Come on upstairs, honey, and let me show you what American expansionism is all about.
Darling, are you quite all right?
No.
Freddy? Freddy, where are you, lad?
I take him to Laszlo.
Oh, no!
Not Freddy!
Well, hello. I didn't ace to finally make your acquaintances.
Laszlo!
Laszlo, they run. I know can stop the tour too slow.
Rubbish. You're spry, old gal. Is that Freddy? What? I hardly recognize him. He's right tidy, isn't he? Why, yes. Quite fashionable indeed. You're a very posh doggy. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Oh, good boy.
So, you don't actually eat dogs?
Are you deaf?
See here, sir. What's a girl to think? You're collecting dogs willy-nilly, then never to be seen again.
Looked a bit dodgy to you, eh?
Yes, it did. And we have been keeping pretty close tabs on you.
So I've noticed. Oh. I'd have missed the light flashing off the field glasses.
Oh.
Is she all right?
Never mind her. How do you make the dogs disappear?
Magda.
Magda?
Magda! But of course!
Felicia, dearest chum, don't keep me guessing. What about Magda?
May I help you?
No, Mum, I think we're past that.
She's your mum?
Right you are. Ain't she fine?
Come see, come sa.
Out with it. Please tell us. Mrs. Smythe, we're dying to learn your canine sleight of hand.
Not Smythe, actually. Didn't take the old patronymic, did you, Mum?
Yet. My name is Magda Maria Dvorjansteva.
Oh, that's a mouthful.
Means court of the prince. She ain't no chef. Mum's a royal. Descended from one least ways, ain't you, Mum?
Yeah.
Oh.
She's right pissed in there. Perhaps I should...
Not till Her Royal Highness tells us how she made the fucking... Oh, gosh. Oh, golly. How did you make the dogs disappear?
Yes, Magda, please tell us, so that I may excuse myself and render assistance to the dipsomaniac in the adjoining room.
I heard that.
Easy peasy, I dick. Laszlo. Woof, woof.
Dogs.
Oh, dogs. I take dogs to people's early in the morning.
Aha! So that's how she does it.
Dearest, sweetest friend in all the world, I don't wish to appear to be a few eggs short of a dozen, though I must really confess...
What time do you birds chirp in the morning?
Pardon?
Knock up! Knock up!
Dickie, what is he asking us?
An illicit come-on.
From a dog groomer?
Whose mother is assuredly a Soviet spy.
We're wise to you, princess.
I bet she and Stalin were tight once upon a time.
Yet.
All righty, Laszlo. We consent to your illicit come-on. I'm sorry, Dickie, dearest. Our erstwhile engagement has been, upon my declaration, terminated.
Contractual closure must be drafted and signed by both parties.
Damn.
Why, dearest? Why such consternation?
I'm still bound to Dickie.
Actually, no. You see, I would have had to ask you to marry me, and I quite knowingly did not. I was perplexed as to my feelings for a certain someone, who shall discreetly remain anonymous due to our rather close familial bond, and for fear of further upsetting her current weakened condition. You had it off with the missus in the parlour. It was the kitchen. She was preparing luncheon. And we most assuredly did not have it off.
I shall rest easier tonight knowing that.
Though I most enjoyed the slap and tickle, brief as it was. Yes, Freddy, good lad.
So, Laszlo, declare your intentions.
Yes, Laszlo, to which one of us do you debase yourself on bended knee?
Bollocks! I ain't saying that to either of yous.
Slava Bogu.
Right, you are, thank God, eh, mum? Though I will say, if either of the both of yous would like to show up at me shop at 7 tomorrow morning, I can take you over for my dear old mum and return all my elegantly groomed charges for their rightful domiciles.
So, that's how she does it.
But we're not up that early.
Working folk are.
We don't.
Work. Do we, Daddy?
I do. Though no, dear. Your education comes first.
I'd like to go to school. Or to hospital. Anywhere, really.
How old are you two anyways?
Old enough to know better.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Just thought it sounded dignified.
Well then, lasses, shall we settle up?
As you astutely reckoned, we have no jobs, therefore no money.
Sorry.
Don't fret. Looky here, chappy. Though the young ladies may have employed my dear Freddy with surreptitious intentions, I'm overjoyed at the results. Right you are, bloke. A few paying a good day to you. Thank you, Mr. Smythe.
We'll take our leave. You've been very kind and most indulgent.
I'd like to be indulged.
I adore you, dear.
Not the same thing. Not hardly. Don't believe so.
Come on, Unc, shall we?
Dickie, how good to see you. Straddled your mount lately. I must say, I miss that.
Ha ha, yes. Well, too busy for the stables these days, designing shoes and whatnot. Well, you two still here?
Isn't it just possible that despite how positively logical you being an actual dog groomer must seem, that you huffed it nothing more than an extremely elaborate ruse?
Darling, if there's one thing I've learned, it's never to assume nothing is what it seems.
Wait, don't you mean never assume anything is what it seems?
Yeah, that's right.
He called you darling.
Please leave. Go now.
Mum! It's not polite.
Go. Now. Please.
How rude.
We're going.
And so soon, after his declaration of love for you.
Oh, boo. Dear friend, at least I have you.
Slava Bogu.
Yes, Mum, indeed.
We may be going, though we're not gone. So watch yourself.
You've been listening to Where the Dogs Went, written by Joe Graceffo and directed by the Scratched Up Radio Theater. The cast included Linda Reagan as Meredith, Kiva Lowry as Felicia, Tanya Bergen Stedman as Allison, Tazio Russo as Dickie and Laszlo, Matt McDonald as Harry, and Laura Christensen as Magda. Our technical director this evening, as always, is Lily Dubois. KKRN Community Radio is an all-volunteer station entirely dependent on donations and underwriting. We want to thank all of you who have helped us through the COVID-19 pandemic with your generous donations while we have been unable to hold our usual community fundraising events. We wish all of you and all of our listeners a safe and healthy holiday season and a better new year. Stay safe and healthy from all of us at Scratched Up Radio Theater and KKRN Community Radio. I'm your host, Dickie Magadoff. Good night, and thanks for listening to Scratched Up Radio Theater.
'Cause he gets up in the morning, then he goes to work at 9, then he comes back home at 5:30, gets the same train every